You've selected the family-friendly morning show podcast with John Baglio.
Morning, John. It's Zach.
Zach, checking in from Colorado this morning. How are you?
I don't know where to start. It's overwhelming, to say the least.
Yeah. We're just updating our listeners today and rallying the troops in West Michigan to be praying for you. You're in Longmont, right?
Yes.
So tell me where that is in relation to all these pictures and video that we're seeing of the wildfires and what things look like outside your window.
Okay, there's three major fires burning right now. One is the High Park Fire, which is west of Fort Collins. Fort Collins is on the north side of Colorado, almost to the Wyoming border. This fire has been burning for almost 3 weeks. It's up to almost 90,000 acres now. Only about 300 homes have been lost. It's been mostly in wilderness area.
Mm-hmm.
When it first started, it got really, really close to the city of Fort Collins, but firefighters were very, very good at turning it back. So it is still burning, but it's in a national forest, so no more homes are in danger there. But a couple thousand people are still evacuated from that one. Another fire started less than 24 hours ago in Boulder, which is northeast of Denver. It's about 10 minutes south of where I am. This fire is not that big yet. It's only about 400 acres, but about 2,500 people are on what they call pre-evacuation.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't been told to leave, but they have to be ready to leave at a moment's notice. And if the weather today is like the weather has been the last couple days, over 100 and very, very windy, that fire could grow a lot today. But the big, scary fire is in Colorado Springs, which is about an hour south of Denver. That fire has only been burning since Saturday, but now it's up to almost 7,000 acres. And yesterday afternoon, it started to move into the city of Colorado Springs. So right now, about 32,000 people are evacuated. Some homes have burned, but they do not know how many because they can't get in there to check because the flames are so hot. But that's a scary one. A lot of people are evacuated. That's where a lot of my coworkers are, and they don't really know what to do if they have to be evacuated. So Colorado Springs is on fire this morning.
Which is crazy to think about because, yeah, that one obviously impacts the most people. When you talk to your coworkers and people in and around the city that have to evacuate, where do they go? I mean, any inklings as to what people are being told?
Well, there's shelters popping up at just about every high school has a shelter now because obviously no one's using them in the summer. There's a YMCA that has a shelter, but the shelters are filling up. Shelters are running out of food, so they're asking for a lot of food donations. I know the Red Cross is taking monetary donations, but this fire is so big, it's growing so fast, and the temperatures are so hot and it's so windy that there's no real end in sight right now.
I remember days ago you were posting about the smoke. When you step outside, is it still pretty overwhelming just to even breathe there?
There's definitely a haze in the air. I think I'm probably used to the smoke now because it's been going on for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Where I live, I'm sort of in between two of the bigger fires, so I'm not in really any fire danger, but I've been dealing with smoke for the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The people in Colorado Springs are saying the whole city is choked with smoke. Sometimes it's thick black smoke. So a lot of people are staying inside. Roads are kind of deserted and have been for the last couple days in Colorado Springs.
Any particular plea to those here in West Michigan? You know that West Michigan is generous both with finances and with prayers. What would you say to your family and friends here in West Michigan?
We need rain. We need prayers for rain so badly. It hasn't rained here more than a quick sprinkle in months, and the temperatures keep climbing over 100. Everything's so dry. And when thunderstorms do form, they actually don't have any rain in them. They just have lightning and high winds, which just starts more fires and expands the fires that are already here. So we need rain so badly.
Pray for rain and pray for you as you deal with things there. And obviously, you've got a big responsibility to communicate there at Way FM in Denver to the community. So, Zach, we're with you, man. I appreciate the update this morning.
Oh, thanks, John.
We'll be in touch, okay?
Okay.
Stop by anytime at WCSG.org.